Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I literally use the words that Donald Trump is becoming a distraction boy. Well, that's largely because his policies, whilst he's forthright and very decisive as a leader, but perhaps the manner he's gone about it has brought about so much calamity and confusion to the markets. So much so that, as you've heard in our markets conversation with Roy Mutoni, analyst from Sanlam Investments, it's really made it difficult to make any clear decisions. Whether you're a leader of an organization, heads of large corporates that are listed on stock exchanges right across the globe, and even for investment professionals themselves, it's impossible and difficult to actually make a decision, to hedge that decision, because you also need to ask yourself, what are you hedging against when the goalposts keep shifting? We're continuing our conversation now with Roy Mutoni, analyst at Sanlam Investments, just to paint a broader picture regarding the market fallout that we've seen. Right across the spectrum, the markets are red, but the JSE All Share Index, we had a great day in the positive territory. But bear in mind, we've fallen sharply and greatly from the all-time highs that we touched just over 2 weeks ago. But I also want us to talk about the rand here, Roy, because this is where we've also seen a lot of pressure come through. Again, the month of March was a great one for us. We were largely around the 18 rand level, and we weren't rocked by some of the sentiments, the rumors and the murmurings of these potential tariffs. But here we are now, 1926. Is where we're trading to the US dollar. I beg your pardon, it was actually a lot higher. Let me just pull that up on my screen. But maybe you can give us some perspective on the rand and, of course, the pressure points that we'll continue to experience here. 1957, I beg your pardon. And also the influence this has on the fixed income space.
So what is also clear here is that growth in emerging markets will be impacted. Remember, all of us as emerging markets live off exports, whether it's manufactured or commodity exports. China can't take up much, and we have to export for other wealthier consumers to buy our stuff and pay for it. So that's probably what's underpinning that sell-off in the rand. But remember, in conjunction with all that's happened internationally, we've got our own issues domestically, especially around the GNU and the political space. And the way you price this is, you look at the bond yields. So the 10-year bond yield is generally said to reflect the riskiness of SA. At the time of the formation of the GNU, the 10-year bond yield was about 11.3% yielding. That came down dramatically. It got to about 10.5%. Now, in bond world terms, that's a big, big number. Mm. What we've seen in the last 2 days, is we're back to that number, which basically means that any optimism or positivity that came from that particular event and the success of the election and everything has been priced out. The risk is back, and we're considered just as risky as we were at that time. So that's the impact. So all this increase in risk and volatility and uncertainty gets priced in, some of it in the rand and some of it in the bond market. The cumulative sum of all of this is SA currency and SA risk has risen quite significantly. Mm-hmm. And I think it's impossible to disentangle which of the two. Neither of the two is helping.
It's not helping at all, and I guess it's also not helping a few of our commodity stocks that have exposure to this. So from a mining point of view, I understand the PGM metals are largely excluded, right? We saw the Minerals Council confirming this, and that's why we see some of the movements in our platinum players and gold mines. But Sasol is one that took a pinch, and I'm keen to hear your thoughts on what you made of the 12% decline we saw in Sasol just last week, and of course pressure points, given that it does operate in the United States based on a number of exemptions that they've benefited from.
The biggest thing about Sasol is the rand oil price. That is incredibly low right now. Because remember, oil sold off quite significantly. I think we're in the 60s, give or take. And at that time, the rand hadn't quite moved. So when you translate it, the rand oil price is incredibly low. And that's very negative for Sasol. I think that's largely what's being priced in. In addition, anything that is any stock that is highly geared, that has mismatched debt. So you have debt in one currency being serviced by income in another currency. In a world such as this, will suffer because of that volatility. You spoke of hedging. Maybe over the short run, they are unable to hedge, or the obligation to service the debt rises. So there's all of these things that have always clouded the outlook for Sasol. But I think right now, at the margin, it was the move. It was probably the move in the Rand oil price that probably precipitated that significant. I mean, we're back to what, 65? Was it? Is the share price about somewhere in the 60s or in the 50s? That's as low as we've seen since the last time everyone panicked on Sasol.
61. If I'm not mistaken, that was COVID days. Oh, man. Remember that time when everyone was saying, okay, buy the dips. I guess as we wrap it up, you will continue to have a lot of clients asking you questions, whether it's the school drop-off, at the boardroom, at the airport. Everyone is talking about, what do I do with my money? One colleague of mine said to me today, we're all poorer because of the market sell-off, but we mustn't forget that this is a long-term game. So I guess, what do we do, especially as retail investors who might want to be opportunistic in finding value in the market right now?
I think the bottom line is, if you look at it over the long run, the market goes up. Over the long run, there are bumps. Equity markets go up, and the longer you hold, the lower your volatility and the lower your probability of losing. So there are opportunities in the markets right now. Remember, indiscriminate selling provides some gems, and there's also some potholes. So I think it's important to know what you hold, why you hold it. You need to be very secure in your mind as to your specific holdings, and then you need to look around and see, what would I have wanted to buy at what price?
Uh-huh.
And then tread gently. Every day is different. There is no rush. And even if you miss, even if there's a rally and you miss the first 5%, 10%, 15%, at least get in where you see value over time. And if you're in a well diversified instrument, just sit on your hands, walk out, smell the coffee, and let all of this be entertainment for you. eventually the market will carry on, and all the panic will go away, the VIX will come down, and even if you're coming off from a very low point, you will recover.
100%. Reminds me back of 2020, when the All Share Index was trading at levels of about, what, 40,000 points? So we've come a long way since then. So as you say, sit on your hands or grab a cup of coffee. Let this be entertainment. Sure, Roy, I think we're still going to be entertained for a while. Let's see how China responds to the latest salvo by Donald Trump there in terms of an additional 50% increase on tariffs. Always a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
Thanks for having me. You seem to have me on the worst days. Maybe I should come on when the market's up like 10 or 15% someday.
I promise we'll keep you in mind. I'll be like, call Roy, and we'll have you in studio for that conversation. Such a pleasure, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Roy Mutoni, analyst at Sanlam Investments, joining us today to help us make it make sense. As you've heard, it's difficult for anyone to make sense of the markets right now, especially on the back and forth of the conversations we've been seeing regarding Donald Trump and his position around tariffs. He's now made it very clear. One thing that has been confirmed through Reuters and a few other news publications, he's told China, if you impose your retaliatory tariffs on us, we're giving you yet another 50%. And that will kick in tomorrow.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.